You know, in recent weeks, there has been an ongoing theme within the scriptures. You know, just like in August, we had the Bread of Life discourse from the Gospel of John, that span of 4 weeks or even 5 weeks, the Bread of Life discourse. So too, the last few weeks, you may have noticed a common thread. A couple of weeks ago, we reflected as a community about how children were viewed essentially as property, and Jesus, in urging his disciples to be servants or slaves to the child, was making a firm statement of what it means to be a disciple. And this past Sunday, we reflected on the wideness of the kingdom of God, that we are not supposed to cut off or just enclose ourselves. Again today, there is this theme present. Jesus continues to offer his vision of the kingdom of God. And it's not the disciples' vision. In fact, it's a difficult one for the disciples. It makes the disciples uncomfortable. Jesus lays out his vision today when he is asked by the Pharisees this question of marriage and divorce. Jesus' answer to the Pharisees, like the last several weeks, is not the Mosaic vision, the vision that Moses had given through the commandments, although he does not discount that. It is clearly not the vision of the practices of Jesus' own society, and the practices, the norms, the customs. Jesus identifies a primal vision, recapturing the vision of Genesis. He lays claim to the vision of the world as God created it, not as humanity has structured it. Now, by stating that it is adultery for a woman to divorce and remarry, was no surprise. That was in the Mosaic law, that was the practice. But by stating that it is equally adultery for a man to divorce and remarry, it was rather radical, as it went both against the grain of the Mosaic law and the practices in Jesus' own time. Yet what Jesus did in that simple statement was recapturing the vision of the world as God created it. Dignity, mutuality, respect between man and woman, partnership, sharing, equality between man and woman. Even more so, like a couple of weeks ago, Jesus does something similar today with a child. He embraces the child. He raises the dignity of a child from that of a slave to that of the first in the eyes of God, that of someone who understands the kingdom of God better than that of even the Pharisees, who were supposed to be experts of the law. Jesus' statements of equality and mutuality, of raising the dignity of both women and children, paints a radically different picture of the role of women and children in the life of the kingdom of God. It unveils a very different image of the kingdom of God itself as the people in Jesus' time understood it. Now, in recent weeks, in recent days and months, our society and our church, if you have been listening or reading Catholic news, our church has been in an important and valuable conversation, difficult as it may be, both about the value of listening to women, the children, and the vulnerable. And as a society, we are responding to these cries and concerns, usually in polarized fashions. But there is a better way.